I'm sorry, I had such a nice dream. I dreamt of Vrindavan, so I didn't want to get up. Gaurahari was waking me up, and then I thought, no, my dream is too good. I will continue. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Gopi Jana Fallava Iri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Iri Varadhari. Rajajanarandana Rajajanarandana Yasodanandana Rajajanarandana Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Shila Prabhu Parat. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. This is a wonderful verse about the glories of Kirtan. I want to read it again to you. The glory of the Lord is always worth singing, for His glories enhance the glories of His devotees. One should therefore meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and upon His devotees. One should meditate on the eternal form of the Lord until the mind becomes fixed.
Questo è un verso meraviglioso sulle glorie del Kirtan. Traduzione. Le glorie del Signore meritano sempre di essere cantate, perché valorizzano le glorie dei suoi devoti. Si deve quindi meditare sulla persona suprema e sui suoi devoti. Si deve meditare nella sua forma eterna finché la mente non è diventata stabile.
Yes. Today I want to this is my last lecture to to all of you, and I want to give you something deep to think about, which I feel can enhance your life and make it more joyful in your Krishna conscious practice.
Questa è la mia ultima lezione per voi e voglio darvi qualcosa di profondo che penso possa valorizzare la vostra vita e renderla felice nella
vostra vita. I think we have such nice verses describing in such good terms the goal of our Krishna conscious practice. But so often we don't really know how we as individuals can reach that goal.
Tante volte vediamo che ci sono bellissimi versi che enfatizzano le glorie della coscienza di Krishna, però a volte non sappiamo noi come individui raggiungere questo scopo.
The reason why we have often difficulties in reaching our highest goal is that it's so hard to be strong with conflicting desires.
Il motivo per cui facciamo fatica a raggiungere quello scopo è così alto è che abbiamo molti conflitti con i nostri desideri.
One type of desires which we have is going to the highest goal, but another set of desires equally strong in the beginning pulls us in the direction of our material life.
C'è tutta una serie di desideri che ci spingono a raggiungere quello scopo elevato, ma c'è anche un'altra serie di desideri che ci spingono verso le cose materiali.
So it is hard to be strong with conflicting desires.
È molto difficile essere forte con questi desideri così conflittuali.
One side pulls me to the east, another to the west. How can I be strong? The human being has almost two sides in him. One is, we could call Hiranyakashipu, the other Prahlad Maharaj. Yes. Prabhupada said when Hiranyakashipu looked around, he saw Krishna nowhere.
Srila Prabhupada dice che quando Hiranyakashipu si guardò intorno, non riusciva a vedere Krishna da nessuna parte.
When Prahlad Maharaj looked around, he saw Krishna everywhere. We human beings are in between. Sometimes we have the perspective of Prahlad Maharaj and sometimes of Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes we see Krishna very much present in our life. And at other times we see Krishna nowhere in our life. So Maya always knows our inner heart. She always knows what we want. What we truly want in our heart. And then she sometimes places exactly what we want in our deepest heart right before us. Here, take it. No, no, I didn't want it. I know you wanted it. And then we are in a dilemma. So, it is described that the soul in the material world is bound by Maya and has therefore difficulties to make up its mind.
Quindi è descritto che nel mondo materiale l'anima è legata alla Maya e quindi è difficile che riesca a capire cosa vuole nella mente.
One day we wake up and we are very strong.
Una volta ci svegliamo ci sentiamo molto forti.
Prahlad Maharaj is living in us.
Prahlad Maharaj vive dentro di noi.
We are sure. Today we go back home, back to Godhead. But in the middle of the day, Hiranyakashipu wakes up. He has been all the time there, but only sleeping. And then Maya gives us what Hiranyakashipu desires. What is the way out in this dilemma? Devotees throughout the centuries have turned to Krishna with tears in their eyes, expressing, "My Lord, I'm such a divided soul." There's a saint in my chest, but also a demon. I have fortunately a good surprise for you. It is said that this world is a poison tree. A poison tree means there are fruits there which promise to be very sweet, but when you eat them, you find they are dangerous. I do remember I was once in Bosnia visiting a very wonderful Muslim saintly person who had just returned from the Hajj to Mecca. That's a pilgrimage. And he had brought some dates with him. And I like dates very much. Too much. So I was immediately offering them and I was thinking dates from Mecca, my God, and I was very happy. But when I was biting inside, in each date there was a worm. I felt so fritto. This is how the fruits of this world are. They look so good. But when you bite into them, they really have worms. Ah, one feels so fritto. Fritto, molto fritto. So the scriptures say that this world is a tree which has many fruits, which really, when you look into these fruits, are not promising. They are with worms. But there are two nectarian fruits in this world. On the poison tree of this world, two free fruits are very good. The intelligent person leaves the fruits of this world behind and looks for these nectarian fruits. The first fruit is called nectar fruit. The first nectar fruit is called Sadhu Sangha. When you have in this world good Sadhu Sangha, that's a nectar fruit. No worm is inside. The second fruit is Shastra. I always feel that when you read in the Shastras, you get your focus back on Krishna.
Io penso sempre che quando leggete il Shastra riottenete la vostra focalizzazione su Krishna.
And when you are getting or when you take the second fruit, that is the Sadhu Sangha, you get new energy.
Quando prendete l'altro frutto che è Sadhu Sangha ottenete nuova energia.
And for changing your life, you only need two things: focus and energy.
E per cambiare la vostra vita avete bisogno solo di due cose.
If you can focus on the right thing and then apply some energy, you will for sure change your whole life. So as you go through the life and you climb through the tree of material existence, look for these two fruits.
Quindi quando attraversate la vostra vita e salite sull'albero del mondo materiale, cercate questi due frutti.
Look that you make time to read in the Shastras.
Cercate di prendere tempo per leggere i Shastra.
And then get a good time with Sadhu Sangha.
E cercate di passare del buon tempo con Sadhu Sangha.
You will see something will happen in the association of sadhus. You will develop a new energy to change your life for the better. Yes. Especially, it's good to have association with your spiritual master. A spiritual master wants to train his disciples in three ways. First, he wants them to understand theoretical knowledge. He will talk from the scriptures and teach this is Sambandha, this is Abhideya, this is Prayojana, in a theoretical way. The second thing which the spiritual master wants to train his disciples in is to train them specifically how to apply the knowledge according to time and the places and the circumstances.
La seconda cosa su cui il maestro spirituale vuole educare il discepolo è di agire in accordo al tempo, luogo e circostanza, applicando la conoscenza.
So first the big picture.
Quindi prima il quadro grande.
And then the very concrete picture.
E poi un'immagine più concreta.
How do I apply the spiritual knowledge in this specific circumstance? And then the spiritual master needs to teach his disciple in a third way, and that's the most difficult way. He wants to give the disciple the strength to act according to the knowledge and make some personal realizations of it. Only a disciple who has pleased his guru through service can hope to learn the third department of knowledge. See, for Krishna consciousness to work, you need strength. You need forza, yes, the spiritual strength is required. Otherwise, it will always remain theoretical. Yes, so this spiritual strength to act upon the knowledge and make your own realization comes only if you have pleased your guru by service.
Mm-hmm.
I know from my own relationship to Srila Prabhupada that there are many points which I could only understand in the process of giving him service. It's not a matter of words. It's a deep, deep realization. Yes. I want to talk about this last point. I want to talk about this, this, you know, understanding through realization, which is only possible by blessings. See, there was one wonderful king in Jagannath Puri at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. His name was Prataparudra Maharaj. Phew, this king was something else. He was a very powerful soldier, a general. He sometimes would fight on two battlefields at the same time. He was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Yes. So once Maharaj Prataparudra watched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. He had never seen such dancing before. The Lord raised his two powerful arms and he shouted, Haribo, Haribo. Then he crashed to the ground and he beat the ground so hard that everyone was frightened. The next moment, Gauranga Mahaprabhu roared like a lion. It was so loud, Prataparudra had to close his eyes. It was so loud. He had to protect his ears. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to cry in the mood of separation. Where are you, Krishna? And when he cried, tears came out of his eyes like rivers. Then he rolled on the ground. His whole body became black, you know, from the dust and the tears. And after some time, he sat down and talked about Krishna. The king left and his mind was filled with ecstasy. After some time, however, he developed a doubt. Who is he? He rolls on the ground. He's so dirty. The dust of all the which was touched by the people. I can't understand. So, what Maharaj Prataparudra didn't know is that his Lord Jagannath had appeared to spread the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. He was covered by the illusory energy and did not know this, and therefore he was shocked by when Lord Chaitanya's golden body was smeared with mucus and tears and dust.
Era coperto dall'illusione, quindi non riuscì a capire quando vide il Signore coperto di lacrime, di polvere.
in the now these kings of Puri are great servants of the Lord. And they usually get enlightenment in dreams. So Prataparudra saw all of a sudden in a dream Lord Jagannath covered with dust. Tears came from Lord Jagannath's big eyes. Water flowed out of the nostrils. And the body was soaked with saliva. The king thought, my Lord has a fever? I don't understand, he's transcendental. So he went forward to in the dream to touch Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. But with a big voice, Lord Jagannath said, "Stop, King." Your body is fragrant with musk and sandalwood perfumes. It's not proper that you touch a dirty person like me. When you went to see me dancing, you felt repulsed. Just see, now my entire body is covered with the same dust. And then Lord Jagannath smiled. I am too dirty for you. Prataparudra looked at Lord Jagannath. Then Lord Jagannath changed all of a sudden, and on his place he could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered with dust and tears. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, "Earlier today you saw me and you felt an aversion. Why do you want to touch me now?" It destroys your perfume. Then he knew. He knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is totally transcendental. And he knew that his Lord Jagannath has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's something which he knew by realization. Something which he could not realize only by theoretical knowledge. There are many things in spiritual life which we need to understand by realization. Things which need to be placed by the merciful hands of our Guru in our heart, and which need to open up there. I'm thinking of one particular subject matter. See, most of us are so eager to be recognized by others. To be praised and appreciated by others is so important. But sometimes Krishna destroys our name and fame. I just so that we can totally focus on our one relationship, our relationship with Krishna. Krishna consciousness is something which is very individual. Someone who is busy with so many relationships in this world will sometimes not have enough time and attention to put to this one relationship. Yesterday one devotee told me that after the class she wanted to sit and chant Hare Krishna. Just for Krishna. But then some guests came and she decided, let me give them a tour through the area. And at the tour, at the end of the tour, she looked for her bag where she had her money and her passport and all her papers. But the bag was stolen by the best of the thieves who had also come to the temple. Yes, yes. And then this devotee understood, oh, I should not always be so much on the social platform, that I want to be good with everyone. Krishna wanted my service. You know, like we know from the Damodar Lila. Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and at this moment she saw how in the distance a pot with milk was overflowing and the milk was committing suicide by jumping into the fire. Jiva Goswami describes that this milk was properly thinking, oh, Krishna drinks so much milk from Mother Yashoda's breast. Krishna will not be interested in our service. And then this milk was thinking, what is the good of me? And committed suicide by jumping in the fire. If we can't feed Krishna, we better commit suicide. Hari Kari. Yes. So then Yashoda thought, oh, and she put Krishna down and just ran to take care of the milk. But Krishna didn't like this. Krishna didn't want that his mother was putting more value on the milk than which was overboiling than on him. Krishna is like this. He wants our love. He cares. He wants that we do something only to please him and not to please everyone else. So sometimes Krishna, in order to help us, will destroy the name and fame of his devotees, who then can take exclusive shelter at his lotus feet.
Krishna volte per aiutarci distrugge il nome e la fama di un devoto che così può prendere esclusivo rifugio sui piedi.
I don't think we should wait for this to happen.
Non penso che dobbiamo aspettare che questo accada.
It is better if we learn our lesson now. And I feel, especially in relationship to our chanting of Japa, we should give Krishna his full our time and our full attention.
Penso che questo non deve succedere e che dobbiamo dare a Krishna la piena attenzione, soprattutto rivolta al canto del Japa.
From this concentrated chanting of the holy name, everything else can develop in our spiritual life.
Da questo canto concentrato sul santo nome può svilupparsi qualsiasi altra cosa nella nostra vita spirituale.
Sometimes in Prabhupada's household days, he would visit Vrindavan.
Certe volte Srila Prabhupada, quando era ancora un uomo di famiglia, andava a visitare Vrindavan.
But Prabhupada would not go to Vrindavan to see so many people. He usually stayed at the Radha Madanmohan temple, which overlooks the Yamuna, and chanted 64 rounds there.
Srila Prabhupada non andava a visitare molte persone, in genere stava al tempio di Radha Ma cantava, si sedeva e cantava 64.
He would not be a socialist. He would stay and do his Naam Seva. I think a devotee only becomes strong if he learns to be a hermit. For some time. For 2 hours a day. 2 hours eremita. And then he's strong to preach and do so many other services. But this time with Krishna we have to find and we have to reserve. Krishna wants that. How do you feel when you are with someone and I sometimes have this. I'm invited to come to someone and then they have invited you to your house, but then you see them the whole time where you are there on the mobile phone. You feel, Prabhuji, I've just come here. Oh, so now you talk on the mobile phone. Why didn't you tell me earlier? Then I could have stayed home and I could phone you on the mobile phone. How do you feel when someone is all the time at the mobile phone? You feel, oh, Hare Krishna. So let's not be all the time on the mobile phone in our Krishna consciousness. Too many of you are on the mobile phone all day. Be with Krishna. Chante Hare Krishna, si vuol play. Yeah, Krishna. That is what I wanted to say. Now I have finished my class. I will go to Berlin. There we will plan how to take over the world. I never give up. It was very, very nice in your temple. I have one little idea which I want to present to you. I have just been in England for a nice program with the Pandava Sena devotees.
Sono appena stato in Inghilterra con un bellissimo programma
We rented one hall called Buckland Hall in Wales. That's part of England where there are witches and Harry Potter and everything.
Abbiamo affittato una villa chiamata Buckland Hall che si trova nel Galles e nel luogo dove ci sono le streghe, Harry Potter, quella gente.
Very magical area.
Un'area molto magica.
Yeah, yeah. So we were staying there for 2 days and discussing community of care.
Siamo rimasti lì 2 giorni e abbiamo discusso della cura alla comunità.
We feel now in our movements we feel that this devotional communities need some care giving.
Noi sentiamo che il nostro movimento ha bisogno di cure alla comunità.
It's everywhere in religious history you will find that that those who practice on the spiritual path they do need some care by abbots or by spiritual caregivers.
Si è visto nella storia delle religioni che in pratica la vita religiosa ha bisogno di cure particolari, per esempio da abati, sacerdoti,
prezzi, yeah, in Zen Buddhist clusters, monasteries, you find that.
Nei monasteri, nei chiostri buddhisti troviamo anche questo.
They always organize their communities in such a way that there is a natural flow of care going on.
Tutti organizzano le comunità in modo tale che ci sia un naturale flusso di cure.
And this attention to this has to be given, I think, in our communities also.
E anche nelle nostre comunità bisogna prestare attenzione a questo.
Sometimes we think a person becomes convinced by the philosophy alone, but that's wrong.
A volte pensiamo che la gente sia convinta solo dalla filosofia, ma questo è sbagliato.
You always join another group because you feel in this group I will be nicely taken care of.
Ci si unisce un altro gruppo perché si pensa, ah, in questo gruppo si prenderanno bene cura di me.
So it is this which was very much lacking in the old times of ISKCON. And in some places in ISKCON, this has been very nicely instituted.
Questo è qualcosa che è mancato nei primi tempi dell'ISKCON. E in alcuni posti dell'ISKCON questo è stato restituito molto bene.
So we were discussing about this with the leaders of the Pandavasena group, very intelligent devotees, and raising more awareness for this program.
Abbiamo discusso con questo con i leader del gruppo di Pandavasena, un devoto molto intelligente, e adesso c'è più consapevolezza su questo.
And I would suggest that the leaders of our community in Prabhupada Desh are also making themselves familiar with this program. There's an old Christian story which I would like to tell. One person, it is from a story when there was not so much difference between heaven and hell. One person came to had just died and reached the gates of heaven and Petrus opened him.
Una persona morì e raggiunse le porte del paradiso e San Pietro gli aprì.
So Petrus said, "Acha, welcome. Where would you like to go, to heaven or to hell?"
San Pietro gli chiese, "Dove vorresti andare, all'inferno o al paradiso?"
Well, said the newcomer, "What's the difference?"
E allora il nuovo arrivato chiese, "Qual è la differenza?"
"I show you," said Pedro. It's a good time, it's lunchtime. So he went to hell. It was a beautiful hall. I think it was 20 times as big as this one. And there were tables with a nice soup in the middle. And then came the... So then there was a signal. And everyone came to eat. And the people who sat on the table were very emaciated. They all had a big spoon. It was a long spoon. They put it in the soup pot. And then they tried to eat like this. And it was going all over the place. So the newcomer asked, what is this? They can eat, but they have to eat with these big spoons. And it's not possible to eat like this.
Yeah.
Okay, then they went to, then the newcomer said, and can I look now what heaven looks like? We have to wait 4 hours, said Petrus. For dinner. So they came at the dinner time, it was 6 o'clock. And they visited heaven. It was the same hall. 20 times as big as this one. Same sitting arrangement. Tables with a big bowl. And 5 places. And they were all sitting down, the people. Then they chanted a prayer. That was a nice difference. And then they started to eat. They had the same sitting arrangement. But they were feeding each other. And they were happy, they were talking. They were laughing. This is the difference, said Petrus. In heaven, everyone takes care of himself. In hell. And in heaven, they take care of each other. It's just a switch in the mind. So I think in Krishna consciousness we need also the switch in the mind. Sometimes in our communities you find people who only think my advancement. My opinion. Yes. This switch in the mind needs to be done in order to make our communities of care.
Ma questo cambio mentale deve essere fatto per poter creare questa cura della comunità.
Sometimes we think that there is, you know, I should only think about my relationship with Krishna.
A volte crediamo di dover pensare solo alla nostra relazione con Krishna.
There is value in taking care of others. Krishna says this, that he is satisfied with his devotees if he greets others with tolerance, mercy, kindness and equality.
Krishna dice che contento se i suoi devoti si trattano con tolleranza, misericordia, equanimità.
Gentilezza, yeah. Tolerance, mercy, kindness, and equality. Yeah. Yes. There is a value in this. And so if you want to study this a little bit, I have written an English article called The Community of Care. I'm very much grateful in this article to Radhanath Maharaj, who is really a pioneer in this field. And also Niranjana Maharaj, he has copied this, or he has made something in Ukraine. And I think it might be something for Italy also. I think Italy is now ready for this. Krishna. Krishna. So much time goes so fast. Better we end here. Finito. Do you have any questions? Domande Krishna Loka.
He said before that even if some guests come, Krishna always has been growing. But it's also said that guests are sent by Srimati Radharani. So she would like to know what it should be. How the devotee understand.
Yeah. I wanted to make a point that we should think of our relationship with Krishna. I want to suggest that we do this especially in terms of chanting. Now, normally we chant our rounds in the morning, not during the Sunday feast. Yeah, so during the Sunday feast, of course, we should make arrangements for the guests. So. We invite people, you know, so we should be should show them hospitality. It's really two different points. Yes. Sometimes when we have no when we need to finish our rounds, it's good maybe if we see if there's an arrangement for guests so that we can concentrate on the rounds.
Certe volte quando dobbiamo finire i nostri giri, è buono che facciamo degli arrangiamenti con gli ospiti in modo che possiamo comunque finire i giri.
My point is really giving time to Krishna.
Il mio punto era veramente quello di dare del tempo a Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhupada used to say that this the guests are coming from Radharani, isn't it? I remember. Radharani's kitchen should always be full with prasadam for the guests. Puris.
Puris.
All right, so any other question? Last question, yes, Prabhuji.
Però poi Maharaj parlava appunto delle tecniche in cui si usa la mente, che è uno dei sensi anche, no? Chiamato sesto senso, per meditare su Krishna. Quindi, se non apparente contraddizione, se non chiarire questo punto.
You said that Krishna is not captured by senses, is not attracted by senses, by material senses. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we use our mind also to meditate, you know, you stressed how we can meditate on the mind and worshiping on the mind. And this seems like an apparent contradiction, if you could express it.
Krishna becomes attracted by your service.
Krishna diventa attratto dal tuo servizio.
You can use your mind and your senses in the service of Krishna. And then if you do nice, if your mind and senses are full with the service attitude, Krishna might become attracted.
E se la tua mente e i sensi saranno pieni dell'attitudine di servizio, Krishna potrebbe rimanere attratto.
But if you do this without the service attitude, then Krishna may remain far away.
Ma se per questo senso l'attitudine di servizio, Krishna potrebbe restare molto, molto lontano.
Yeah. So the idea is the service. That's how Krishna becomes. Sevan Mukhi.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful question. All right, so I want to thank you very much. I can feel now everyone gets a little, oh my God, I have to go. So let us finish here. So I see all of you very soon, when it's a little bit warmer. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaura Nitai ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go.
Sua Santità Sachinanda Maharaj ki.
Hare Krishna, thank you.